Province. Your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police in Plessis-Lyre are searching for two suspects who shot a security guard during a robbery at a Pietermaritzburg clinic. Two security guards were held at gunpoint at the Kaluza Health Facility in the early hours of yesterday. Police spokesperson Ntatu Ndlovu says one of the robbers pretended to be sick to gain access to the clinic.
And as soon as the security guard opened for him, the second suspect approached. The two robbed the security guard at gunpoint. The other security guard refused to hand over his belongings and was shot at. No arrests have been made as yet.
KZN Health says according to preliminary reports, the security guard sustained multiple gunshot wounds and underwent emergency surgery. Health spokesperson Nati Wolifant says an attack on health workers and security personnel is an attack on the entire health system and the community.
The MEC Nomakukus Melane condemns this act in the strongest possible terms, and we will do anything to ensure that those responsible and are held accountable and are held and are removed from our society.
Cases of attempted murder and armed robbery are being investigated. The Hillcrest AIDS Centre says South Africa must own its HIV response to avoid undoing progress made. CEO Candace Smallman says the centre will commemorate World AIDS Day today with a candle lighting ceremony.
Today we are lighting 94 candles, 94 lives lost to late stage AIDS and or cancer since last year's World AIDS Day. So it's a stark reminder our work isn't done yet, and there's a lot of issues in communities that need to be infused with hope and healthcare and services that are contextual and can meet the need for families to live well and healthy.
South Africa still carries the highest HIV burden in the world, with around 8 million people living with the virus. But the health department says the country has made significant strides in combating it. Spokesperson Foster Mohale says more than 3 million people living with HIV are virally suppressed, which means their risk of transmitting the virus is extremely low. He says initiatives like the recently launched 1.1 million Close the Gap HIV treatment campaign have helped accelerate the response.
The country has also launched the national rollout of 6 multi-month dispensing programs to enable all stable and eligible HIV patients to receive a 6-month supply of antiretroviral medication, meaning they will only be required to visit a clinic only twice a year.
And Deputy President Paul Mashatile will lead the national commemoration in Limpopo. And Pope Leo XIV has prayed for peace in Lebanon and the Middle East region as he kicks off day 2 of his trip to that country. Thousands of people have cheered, ululated, and threw rice in celebration as the pontiff traveled in the Pope Mobile up a winding road to a monastery in Anaya, north of Beirut. The pilgrimage site is home to the tomb of Saint Charbel, a Maronite hermit who was canonized in 1977. Pope Leo arrived from Turkey yesterday on his inaugural visit abroad as pontiff and brought a message of hope, and particularly to youth in Lebanon. Also called on Lebanese leaders to serve their people. Back home, severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours are expected in northwestern KZN this afternoon. A yellow level 2 alert is in effect. Durban 26, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 24. The top story this hour: police in Plessis-Lyre are searching for two suspects who shot a security guard during a robbery at a Pietermaritzburg clinic. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.